ABC Radio Australia.
Well, the ABC is seen across the Asia-Pacific region as an example of free and independent media, although Radio Australia's predecessor, Australia Calling, actually started as a propaganda tool for the Australian government 80 years ago this week. Now, it hasn't always been an easy road in the years since. The ABC was not allowed to broadcast in countries like Indonesia and Fiji at times, and people like the veteran journalist Sean Dorney were kicked out of countries like PNG and Fiji, and one journalist even feared that he'd be killed because of his reporting during the Fiji military coup of 1987.
Australia Calling. Australia calling the world.
Australia Calling, as it was known back in 1939, was really a propaganda service for the Australian government when it first began just 2 months after the start of World War II.
The time has come to speak for ourselves.
No country today can afford to ignore either the fact or the consequences of war.
But it wasn't long before it became Radio Australia and was handed to the ABC, the Australian public broadcaster. It's now known for its independence, impartiality and accuracy. But it's not always been an easy ride for the ABC, which has produced news in a range of Asia-Pacific languages over the past 8 decades. It was accused of bowing to Chinese censorship in 2016, including by the ABC's own program, Media Watch.
Well, the ABC says it's all a terrible mistake that the story's got censored. Or as the ABC puts it...
We acknowledge the examples presented by Media Watch identify failures in our editorial processes.
The ABC was the first Australian media company to open an Indonesian bureau, but it was shut during the 1980s after the government there was irritated by Radio Australia's reports on Timor-Leste. Gareth Evans was Australia's communications minister and then foreign minister for much of that time.
Journalists constantly make life difficult for governments when they ask embarrassing questions or push the envelope on issues like, obviously, East Timor, West Papua.
The ABC was ordered to switch off its FM transmitters in Fiji too in 2009.
Now, most of you will be aware that Fiji's military regime ordered technical staff at Radio Australia's FM transmitters at Nandi and Suva to be switched off.
The ABC's veteran Pacific correspondent Sean Dorney was deported at that time too.
I was told by a senior official that under the new regulations, they were not pleased with the way I was reporting.
It wasn't the first time ABC news teams had run into trouble after coups in Fiji. Sidiveni Rambuka engineered the first in 1987.
We were trying to settle the country down, and when we had so many of those foreign media intervening and giving the people of Fiji their own version of what's going on.
ABC reporter Peter Cave was there and smuggled a tape out of the country with a message from the Prime Minister who'd been deposed in the military coup.
I broadcast on the ABC Radio Australia, which was being broadcast into Fiji, and suddenly we were public enemies number one.
To this day, Peter Cave is one of the ABC's most experienced foreign correspondents, reporting from more than 65 countries over his career. And yet he says the place he feared most was Fiji. Here's how he recounted that experience in an interview when he retired in 2012.
They then took us out into the bush. They took us through another mock execution. They then threw us in jail for the night and said they were going to get written permission to shoot us from Sidiveni Rambuka himself. So it was personal.
Sidiveni Rambuka has told a new ABC documentary that he doesn't remember that incident and is now a media freedom advocate.
I said to them, I'm very sorry. I found out very soon after the coup that we needed the free press. I respect the credibility of ABC. I've always done so. And many times it's hurt me, and I say I'm hurt. I tell them, shut up, but I can't.
Solomon Islands journalist Dorothy Wickham and a former contributor to Radio Australia agrees that the ABC is recognised as a credible news organisation across the region.
ABC is important to the region and the Solomons because it comes with a neutral perspective, or what Solomon Islands would say, a trusted source of information, especially when we have turmoil, political turmoil, ethnic turmoil.
That truth is something Jemima Garrett has experienced too. She spent almost three decades reporting on the Pacific for the ABC. That included the Tongan government's controversial decision to sell passports to Asian investors in the 1990s.
There was a backlash from the community, and they imposed a media ban on any sort of reporting in Parliament about it. So I teamed up with the leading Tongan journalist, Kalafi Moala. He managed to sneak into Parliament, and each day he would call me and I would do a report which went back to Tonga to the consternation of the Tongan authorities.
She's now a vocal advocate for more Australian broadcasting in the Asia-Pacific region.
We're looking at increased threat to media freedom right across the Asia and the Pacific. We're looking at misinformation, you know, rumours on social media, the gamut. International broadcasting, quality public interest journalism. We should not underestimate the value of quality public interest journalism in our region.